since the invention of the kiss, there have been 5 kisses that were rated the most passionate, the most pure. This one left them all behind. The end.
I have a secret. The secret is, when you're in pain, don't keep it a secret. Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 158. Being in emotional pain is hard enough. Don't compound it by keeping the pain all to yourself. And that's the topic of today's Guy in a Tie Schools in Session, later on in today's Guy in a Tie podcast. So thanks a lot for checking out today's podcast, Guy in a Tie, where you guys get the best in new and independent music. So I scoured the internet and I found 5 independent bands today. They're independent. They're probably, you're never going to hear them on the radio, but I dig them. And that's the whole point of doing this Guy in a Tie podcast is, well, the Schools in Session. Don't keep your pain a secret, but also just to give these bands a chance to get some music out. And if you guys as teenagers like it, you can buy it. Buy it. And so first up on today's Guy in a Tie is a band called Mercy Mercedes. They hail from the streets of Greensboro, North Carolina, where they've molded a new wave of pop rock music with a craze. It'll make you want to throw your hands up in the air and sing along. And their track is called, well, what would you name this track you're about to hear? They have the weirdest name for this. So this is Mercy Mercedes. Hope you dig it on Guy in a Tie. Don't keep your pain a secret, okay?
Knock, knock, knock on the door. Is there someone you know? Have you
So that was Mercy Mercedes with a track called Dan, You're the Best. And I've been trying to figure out why they called it Dan, You're the Best. There's no members called Dan. There's no, like, recording producer in their group called Dan. But Dan, You're the Best is the name of that track. I would have called it, like, Knock, Knock, Knock on the Door or Innocence in a Glass. But I like that sound. I like that track. And they're independent. You know, they're, like, number 8,900 down number as far as like the indie ratings. That's where they are. They're sitting way down there. They're stuck, and they have a CD or an EP called 1.21 gigawatts, and you can pick them up on Amazon or iTunes. And as always, I made a link on Gynetai, but I like that it's indie. They're not quite as electro like the Metro Station, which I'm kind of getting tired of that sound. But that was Mercy Mercedes. I like ska, I like punk, I like pop. Well, this is a ska punk pop band called Patent Pending with a track called Every Time We Touch.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dreams. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't know why. Without you, it's hard to survive.
There you have it. That was Patent Pending with a ska pop punk track called Every Time We Touch. And you guys can go to patentpendingsmells.com. You got to have a sense of humor. You know, ska has a different sort of sound than punk. And ska is, it has some bad connotations. It goes back to skinheads and all that. But, you know, that's kind of lost its way nowadays. They're definitely kind of like a happy, a reggae enjoyable sound that I do enjoy. That was Patent Pending. They're out of New York, and you guys can go to gynetai.com, and there's a link to all the tracks today featured on today's Gynetai. All right, they're on the label called We Put Out Records. Man, that's a simple little label. So go check out Patent Pending. I did. I dig them.
Move along there, you big butthead.
All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. You guys know this is the part of the show where I play five snippets of movies or videos, and your job is to figure out what movie they're from. No betting or gambling. Seriously, just have fun with the Clicker Challenge, all right? Number one.
You sure? My boy, I'm not even sure that we all exist on the same plane of consciousness, but yes, I believe so.
Number two.
If I can have honesty, it's easier to overlook mistakes.
Number three.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Number four.
What's your name, scumbag?
Number five.
That's love, man.
It sounds horrible.
Of course it's horrible. It's suffering and it's pain and it's, you know, you lose weight and then you put back on weight and then you know, you call them a bunch of times and you try and email and then they move or they change their email. But that's just love.
All right, that was a clicker challenge. Hope you guys like these clicker challenges. I find just five little snippets of movies that I think are pretty fun or enjoyable, like the last one. And at the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast, I'll play it again, then I'll give you the answers. All right, next up is a band, a new band I found called Sparks the Rescue. And they have a CD that's coming out, Eyes to the Sun. I found them. I like them. You can go to iTunes and pick it up, or you can go to smartpunk or innerpunk.com. And they have a pretty cool t-shirt. There's a five-member band. They're all handsome. I hope you enjoy this track. They're, you know, they're rock, they're alternative, they're pop, and they're kicking out some good music. So this is Autumn by a band called Sparks the Rescue. Hope you dig it. Favorite track on today's Guy in a Tie podcast, that was Autumn by Sparks the Fire. I mostly like them because they sound like Mayday Parade, which is that sound right there, that little punk indie, alternative indie sound is what I like on Guy in a Tie. So that is Sparks the Rescue, and I'm buying that CD when it comes out. Yeah, I pre-ordered it, actually, and you guys can go to Guy in a Tie and buy it if you want. All right. Well, it's now time for School's in Session. Ding, ding, School's in Session. I'm Guy in a Tie.
Teacher, leave us kids alone.
It's hard enough being in emotional pain, but it's important not to compound the pain by keeping it all to yourself. When you are in pain, don't keep it a secret. Instead, use this time to reach out to others. Doing so will make you feel empowered and will help you heal more quickly and completely. Being with other people while you are suffering is often very comforting and nourishing. People are an important source of strength and support. Some people keep their pain to themselves because they feel that they are being a burden to family or friends. That's usually not the case. Think of how readily available you would be if a good friend, a parent, or a sibling came to you in pain. I'd bet you'd drop everything to lend a loving ear. Over the years, I've known many teachers. I've often asked them what they felt was their greatest contribution to their students. Many have suggested that perhaps the most important gift they shared with someone is simply a genuine, caring, listening ear. There is something special in healing about being listened to while you are in pain. Unquestionably, it helps release an inner healing process that exists within each of us. Schools have a counselor that may be available to you, as do many churches and places of worship. Then there are always your friends and family who quite possibly might be your best listeners of all. They know you best and care about you the most. Although many teens think of themselves as too shy to try it, a regular massage can be extremely healing. Appropriate physical touch is incredibly important, particularly since many teens are rarely touched. Studies show that people need to be touched, and a good back rub is one of the most wonderful things you can ever experience. Like therapy, a professional massage can be expensive, so not everyone will be able to get one. However, perhaps someone in your family or friend would like to trade back rubs with you. I'll bet someone would jump at the chance. My daughter and I trade back rubs all the time, and quite frankly, it's one of our favorite things to do together. To be honest, I've only met a small number of people in my entire lifetime, teens and everyone else, who doesn't love a good back rub. I know that being in emotional pain is tough, yet I felt it was important to include this strategy because many teens turn inward when they are in pain rather than bearing their soul to someone else. It's always nice to have someone to talk to. It's especially important if you are in pain.
Hey, teacher!
Doing the guy in the tie thing. So next up is a band called Spy for Hire out of Georgia. And I like them a lot, mostly because I like their sound. Without a doubt, I like their sound. I wouldn't be playing them on Guy in a Tie podcast, but I like what they have to say. They put out their little bio, all right? They put out all, you know, what they have to say about the band. But the guy says, Ryan, the lead singer for Spy for Hire, he says, you know, usually when I read bios, I just think it's like a band that's trying to put out their best attempt to conjure up a little hyperbole and let you know why this band is changing the very landscape of the music industry. Well, not this band. They hired a publicist. They hired a publicist to put everything out for them. And I think that's honest. I think that's cool. And this is Spy for Hire with a track called Luck off their CD, Speaking Numbers. And I dig them. I hope you guys do too. I'm Guy in a Tie.
A train wreck should have got off the ground. She gives you good, good luck.
So that was the band Spy for Hire from Atlanta. I like them mostly because I like where they live. The CDC is down in Atlanta. If you've never been to Atlanta, it's just gorgeous. When I retire from teaching, that's where I want to live. I want to live in Atlanta. They just have so many cool things to do down there in Georgia. It is a great state. I love Michigan. I love the Great Lakes State, but I also love Georgia. That's where I'd like to retire. If not, Colorado at Grand Junction. All right. Well, next up is the Clicker Challenge. Number one.
You sure? My boy, I'm not even sure that we all exist on the same plane of consciousness, but yes, I believe so.
Number two.
If I can have honesty, it's easier to overlook mistakes.
Number three.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Number four.
What's your name, scumbag?
Number five.
That's love, man. It sounds horrible. Of course it's horrible. It's suffering and it's pain and it's, you know, you lose weight and then you put back on weight and then you call them a bunch of times and you try and email and then they move or they change their email. But that's just love.
Okay, here are the answers for the Clicker Challenge. Number one, Fringe.
You sure?
My boy, I'm not even sure that we all exist on the same plane of consciousness, but yes, I believe so.
Number two, Star Trek.
If I can have honesty, it's easier to overlook mistakes.
Number three, Napoleon Dynamite.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Number four, Full Metal Jacket.
What's your name, scumbag?
Number five, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
That's love, man. It sounds horrible.
Of course it's horrible. It's suffering and it's pain and it's, you know, you lose weight and you put back on weight and then you call them a bunch of times and you try and email and then they move or they change their email. But that's just love.
Okay, so that was a Clicker Challenge. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's just for fun. This last track on today's Gynetide podcast is a repeat that I played in, you know, 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, when I first started doing the Gynetide podcast. This is K by Jupiter's Sunrise, and I seriously thought this band had died. And I went back and I found that they're still alive, they're still kicking, they're still touring, they're doing it. They're an indie band. And the record label is Undecided Victory Records. Seriously, they're shopping for a new record label, but they're still together. They're down from four to two of them. And this is Jupiter Sunrise with a track called K. And I like it because it's soulful, it's alternative, it's indie, it's Americana. And I really like this track. I don't know if you guys will, but I like it. This is K by Jupiter Sunrise. And you guys can go to gynetide.com. There's a link to their band website and iTunes, Amazon, and Smartpunk. This is Jupiter Sunrise with a track called K.
K, are you even real? Do you think that maybe we could be lovers once in a while? Say something I can feel. I am never here and it's impossible to heal. Go ahead and understand me underneath that killer blue sky. Go ahead and understand me, please. Okay, are you even real? Do you think we'll ever I'm running out of hope. Say anything you feel. Maybe you can do it for the both of us, and I'll untie the rope.
So there we are at the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast. I played Jupiter Sunrise, Spy for Hire, Sparks the Rescue, Patent Pending, and Mercy Mercedes. Man, I really like today's tracks. I hope you guys do too. And you know what? Today's topic was don't keep your pain a secret, because being in emotional pain is hard enough. Don't compound it by keeping the pain all to yourself. Rather than turn inward, as many teens do, learn to reach out to others. This can make you feel empowered and help you heal more quickly and completely. Being with others when you're suffering is often comforting and nourishing, as people are an important source of support and strength for you. If you think you'll be a burden to your friends or family by reaching out, remind yourself of how readily you make yourself available to the people you care about. Allow yourself the same comforting. Don't keep your pain a secret. So thanks a lot for checking out today's Guy in a Tie podcast. I hope you enjoyed the tracks. I hope you like the podcast. I hope you like the website. And send me an email at guyinatie@gmail.com and tell me how much you love the podcast or hate it. All right. This is Guy in a Tie. Do your homework. See ya.